are live. Oh, it is the last final day of 2020. Congratulations, everyone. If you're sitting here watching me right now, you've survived so far on the craziest year of my life, probably yours, probably most people alive. This has been a year to remember, and I mean, I'm not going to remember, or I'm not going to forget this year anytime soon. This is, there's been so much stuff that's gone down this year. We're going to talk about it tonight. You know, I made a little bit of a joke. It's the final show of 2020, of course, because I'm going to continue doing the show. I'll be back here tomorrow and every Thursday with you know who, Carlin. Welcome back to the show, Carlin.
Happy New Year, Adam. Cheers.
Happy New Year.
Cheers to the new year.
You know what?
You didn't it pour is, your whiskey.
I haven't poured my whiskey yet. That is true. I wanted to say thanks to Tim. He actually walked in here earlier and said, hey, man, I got a little something for you. And I guess YouTube had sent him some whiskey rocks with little YouTube logo, little play button on them, which is interesting because I just got my YouTube play button. Very proud.
Hey.
You got yours before I got mine. Isn't that hilarious?
I did. Yeah. I was proactive. I harassed them. I was like, I want that plaque so I can retire. Yay! It's official, Adam.
You know, it's funny. Thanks to you, I got this because I didn't know. I tried hitting them up for like a month and a half and no one was responding. And you were like, here's the email. Or I don't know if I'm supposed to say it, but whatever. You
super secret email.
You sent them my way. All right. So listen, I don't normally do this. I'm going to pour myself a drink now.
Do it. It's New Year's. We have to. I am drinking sake tonight because I was in
sake. Is it hot or cold?
It is cold because you only heat up like crappy sake. It covers the fact up that it's crappy, but this is a nice like unfiltered sake. It's got coconut. It's got vanilla. It comes in a really cool bottle. I'm enjoying it.
Carlin, cheers.
Cheers,
Happy New
Adam.
Year.
Happy New Year.
It was a pleasure to meet you this year.
I know.
And everyone else. Cheers.
Cheers to everyone.
That is a smoky whiskey. I really...
Bryson Gray's already sent in a
I saw a that
saucy super chat.
You know, I don't normally do this. How do I show super chat?
You scroll up in the chat until you see it, and then you just hover right over. You should be able to show it. There it is.
Bryson, you're awesome. I got it. Go ahead.
I have to give you props, Bryson. I do.
you are a spicy a guest of mine, Carlin, and Bryson is rather spicy. Shout out to Bryson. I mean, and congratulations on your success this year, Bryson. You've done some big things this year. Thanks for that super chat, bud. He says not a fan of the guest, but I'm showing love anyway. I appreciate that, bud. That's cool. Normally I do super chats at the end, but that was worth it. It was a hefty super chat. I'll hopefully see you next week. Carlin, you're going next week too, right?
Oh, I'm absolutely going next week. I cannot wait. I think this is going to be a scene. I am living for January 6th.
It is going to be the craziest rally. I've never been to a Trump rally.
Oh, dude.
Sad. This is a sad fact that I have to deal with. I have never been to a Trump rally, and now I can finally say I'm going to be going to a Trump rally. Yep. And I'm hold on. Bryson again. Here we go. He says
with the twofer.
I've been donating to streamers and came to donate to you too. Thank you, Bryson. I really appreciate that. And I mean, you want to come on my show next week? Like we can make it happen. I mean, I know you're not too far, but it'd be nice to you're always welcome. And your father, of course, is always welcome to shut you down.
Bryson, you can take my seat on Thursday because I'm going to be flying home from the Trump rally. So I will give up my seat for you on Thursday.
Well, actually, Chandler Crump is going to be joining me in the studio. He's actually going to be coming to the studio. So he's going to be sitting in the new spot and joining me. We're going to be talking about what happened on the 6th. Obviously, this is the 7th, the day after. But I don't know if I'm actually going to be able to do my show on the 6th because, you know what? I'll probably live stream it from location if I can. I'll bring my setup, whatever. I'll figure it out. I can do it. A lot of people in chat are going, is that really Bryson? That's really Bryson. Yep. Oh, awesome.
Oh, my God.
Bryson again says, let's do it. Okay, last one. All right. Thank you, Bryson. Seriously, those are some hefty super chats just to, you know, give me some love. I appreciate you, buddy. And it would be awesome to have you on for sure. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. So thank you very much for that. Well, what's I mean, today I really don't have segments. We do have a few things we're going to talk about that are all right. I have a couple. We have a couple segments, but it's going to be a little different from my other shows because we're just going to be kind of just shooting the breeze with whatever comes to mind. And usually when Carlin comes on, I actually have a lot of segments and we blast through them all. Today, I want to just talk about 2020 and what this year has done for my life. I mean, my life is totally different than when I woke up 1 year ago planning for New Year's Eve. I was in a different state. I didn't have a, I mean, I had a job, but I didn't feel purpose. I was seeking purpose. And, you know, I really wanted to help my community, help, you know, make a difference in this world. And honestly, I think that's what most people want, you know, and I think, man, this year has been incredible. You know, I want to give thanks really actually to Tim. Like, he called me, said, "Hey, you want to do the show with me?" I said, "Yeah, let's do this." We were talking about doing the show for at least 6 years. In fact, I moved to Miami to start a show with him about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe 4.5 years ago. And it never panned out. We met with the CEO of the company that he was working for at the time, and who was all about the idea. And it never made it past that conversation. Like, we were sitting with the CEO in the, you know, the, with all the rest of the people, producer, all the, basically everything was about to happen, but no one snapped their fingers and made it happen. So it sucks. But I came out and started doing the show with him. And honestly, I miss doing the show with Tim. I feel like we had a really good back and forth. All he has to do is ask Tim, if you're listening. I don't know if you watch my show or not, but I miss you trying to tell me I'm wrong and me denying you. That was rather satisfying. I see you chuckling. Carlin, did you watch the Timcast IRL show?
I did a little bit, actually. Yeah, I mean, I did. I watched it right when it first started. In fact, I first had the realization that I was going to get canceled because some of my clients, when my article went viral, because of Tim's show. I was actually watching when it was a couple days after my article went viral, and my life was just like, I mean, it was crazy. It was like, I had no idea what was even going on. And I was watching the show. I was like, I'm just going to sit down and relax. He had just started it. And what's his name? Jack Murphy was on as his first guest. And Jack was talking about what he did and his story and how he got fired from his job. And
Democrats are deplorable.
Yeah. And he dropped enough hints about how he got fired from his job that in the middle of the show it dawned on me. I was like, he got fired from one of my clients, and this is not even a big client. It was not even like a big, like, well-known client, but I just knew enough about what he was saying in the industry that he worked in that I knew who they were because I was working with them. I had been working with them for a year and a half, and while I was watching it dawned on me, I was like, I'm gonna lose all my clients. And sure enough, like a couple months later, I was making a joke about Kung Flu on Twitter or something because I thought that was really funny. And this client emailed me and they were like, "We think that's just a little bit too racist." And I was like, "I knew you were gonna fire me as soon as I met Jack Murphy. So toodles to you." So I did, in fact, used to watch, and I really liked watching. I didn't watch it like all the time, but I did like watching when you were kind of like waking up and starting to kind of come into your own. And I liked when you were fighting with Tim, and I was very much always like team Adam. I liked that you had that back and forth. I thought that was a really great dynamic. So I do miss that, but I'm also glad that like it launched your ability to do what you're doing now. And I think that that's not something that everyone can do, is like pick up and just, you know, keep going. And I think that that's really great. And it contributes something that is different from the perspective that Tim has, which I think is really necessary, to be honest.
Yep, I agree. I see a lot of people in the comments right now saying some very amazing things. I really thank you also, chat. You are the reason I honestly enjoyed being on Timcast IRL, because I always had my computer up and I was always reading the chat, because, you know, Tim, you know, he's been the YouTuber for 10 years. Like, he takes control of the situation and really guides the ship. I was just kind of there, and I slowly kind of wrestled the steering wheel away from him a little bit. And now I certainly know how to be a YouTuber. At least I try to pretend I do anyway. But I appreciate all your comments. And seriously, I enjoyed that show so much because of the chat. Chat was the best. I see no Adam, no peace. It's truly no chat, no peace, because it would not be the same without all of you watching and showing up for me every day. Ever since I went solo, if it wasn't for all of you, I wouldn't be here, and thank you very much. I really do. I that's all I can say. I can't. I say it a lot. I'll never stop saying it, because I do owe all of this to all of you. So thank you very much.
I want to do cheers to the chat. Cheers to the chat.
Cheers to chat. I don't normally drink on my show. It's a rare treat. Maybe I'll finally go bombard the Timcast IRL show later tonight.
You should.
A lot of people have been telling me to do that. They're like, look, you started the year on that show, you know, you should end the year on that show. And it's like, man, I did start on that show, and I still feel like a part of that show is mine. Like I want to be a part of it. And it's some people are saying that there's no show tonight. Is there's no show for Tim? Really? He's not having. Oh, I got to get him in here. I'd have to go be like, get your butt into my studio.
I will host the show while you're going and collecting Tim. I think you should.
Maybe no. I don't want to do it yet. I don't want to do it yet. Maybe in a little while I'll go. Chat's going nuts. Go get him. That would be funny.
Do it.
Yeah, so maybe I'll go in a little while. I do have a few things I do want to talk about, the segments. I'd rather get through that and then maybe later go over there and bug him to, and I know you can handle yourself.
Oh, I can handle myself. I will also have had a lot of sake at that point, because I do drink on YouTube. So nothing, Adam, nothing could go wrong with this plan. This is perfectly thought through. I'm definitely not going to get blocked by anyone on Twitter for this plan. It's going to be great.
Oh man. All right, let's talk about this crazy tweet today. All right, this tweet is going viral, and people are losing their minds because of it. And I saw it, and I was like, I'm going to need some proof. And that's literally what I wrote on it. Here it is. It's from Lynn Wood. He says, "I am fully aware of the onslaught of attacks being made against me based on my revelations about Chief Justice John Roberts. Before attacking me, maybe fair-minded people would first ask Roberts to tell the truth or ask Jeffrey Epstein. He is alive."
What?
Yeah, wait. I'm sorry. What, Linwood? What did you say? Okay, so...
What a time to be alive, I'll tell you what.
So I said, I'm going to need some proof. Now I'm going to click on this because people took it upon themselves to start giving me proof.
Oh, good.
Now, this clearly is a conspiracy theory. I want to just clarify that right now. There's John Roberts supposedly was on Epstein Airlines. Now, from what I understand, that flight, John Roberts was sitting in a session in mm-hmm. as a judge when that happened. So it really couldn't have been him. So that right off the bat, I'm like, already. But this is the one that people keep telling me about. Oh, where is it? Did they get rid of it? What? It's gone?
Twitter does this all the time.
No, you know what it is? Because I retweeted, I was like, who thinks this is real? Where is it?
Oh, I bet I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Wait, where is it? How many of you think this is true? 300 comments already on this. All right, so now there's so many comments. There's this. All right, so it's all about the earlobes. Everyone's talking about in the nose. And honestly, it is a little weird, actually. It is a little weird. My goodness. I don't know where it is, but there is so many comments on here. I want to just try to find it. All right, here we go. Look at this. So we got straight nose with the hook, and then like this round bulbous nose. Look at the nose. It is rather weird and different, you know, and even the eyebrow. Look at the eyebrows. They're totally different. And then the earlobe thing. Look at this. That's weird. That's
weird.
It is weird.
It does not look like the same person. I agree.
It doesn't look like the same person. Now, I just want to say, again, this is a conspiracy theory. I mean, most things are conspiracy theories until they're proven correct, right? I mean, but that's pretty interesting. I don't know what I believe. I honestly don't know what to think anymore. It's 2020 still. Remember, we're not through 2020 yet. It is technically still the year 2020, which is the craziest year of my life. It would be fitting if we find out that he's still alive and singing like the birds about everything that he knows. I mean,
I almost think that, like, okay, I agree that I would not be surprised if we did find out that he was alive. Like, it'd be like, okay, like, whatever, what can you really do? It'd be like aliens landing and everyone's like, so. But at the same time, it's like,
aliens. Aliens.
And I'm not convinced the aliens haven't landed yet, by the way. But I just think it's like, he's too well known. People would talk. There'd be more photos. I don't buy it. I don't. I feel like Linwood, and listen, Linwood has been very generous with Walkaway in particular. He's talked about it publicly. And so I'm very grateful for what he has done for Walkaway and supporting Brandon and his work.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about him. I feel like he's having a breakdown. I feel like he is. You know what? Listen, there is a thin line between genius and madness.
True.
And I will say completely, like, there's a reason Lynn Wood is successful. But I think he may have crossed over the line.
Yeah. You know what I don't like about it? I mean, I have nothing against people who are religious. I think it's, you know, freedom of religion is huge. But I follow the facts and I want things to be proven factually and logically. And I see a lot of, we must now pray that this is going to happen. And I'm like, that's not going to work. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I need facts. I want to prove the election, you know, was stolen. I need that. I don't just wish things and hope for it to happen. I mean, obviously I do hope that the facts come out, and I've seen enough of my own facts that I believe that it was stolen. You know, but Lynn Wood does a lot of, there's a side of him that's very much, we need to just, the only thing we can do is just pray. And it's like, well, why can't we help prove the fraud? Like, that's what I want to do. Yeah. Like Rudy Giuliani's like, here's the proof. I've got this proof. And I'm like, that's what I like to see, you know? So it's kind of like, when you kind of fall onto the, you know, just pray with me so that we can all, make it through that. I don't know. You know, there's like a, I don't know. I just want the truth. I want the truth to come out, you know?
I get what you're saying. Really what and listen, I mean, I'm a deeply spiritual person. I believe that there is a rhyme and a purpose for everything. I also believe that we create our reality. So I think that we're going to get the president that we deserve, frankly, at the end of the day. And if we don't work hard enough as a collective to address the obvious fraud issues, like, it's like, I just don't know how much more obvious it could be to really get people's attention. And if we aren't willing as a collective, not just as a segment on one end of the political spectrum, but if as a collective we aren't willing to address these things and say, no, this is wrong, then we deserve exactly what we get. And so I totally get the spiritual beliefs, and I believe that where you put your attention and your energy, that's the thing that's going to grow, and that's the thing you're going to manifest generally. But at the same time, I did read an article today, Adam, where Lynn Wood was pondering that he may be the second coming of Christ.
I saw that. I saw that article. I'm like, Lynn, man, I mean, you know, I want you to maintain your credibility. Now, see, same with Sidney Powell. Like, people are trying to make this like she's being outrageous. But at the same time, the things that she's talking about, now I'm seeing these affidavits that are coming out, the actual stuff that she was talking about is coming true. You know, they hacked into the Dominion software system yesterday.
That was epic. That's
being
amazing.
Used, you know, and that's what Sidney Powell was talking about. I read another article today. Actually, I have it right here. Let me pull it up. It basically said, it's actually, not only did they find able to connect to it, but it's also connected to China. So
no kidding.
It connects back to China. Hold on, let me find that.
Wow, I didn't see that. I thought that that was amazing. It's like, and it, like in the midst of everyone saying, there's no proof of the election fraud, there's no proof of the election fraud. Okay, let's hack into a voting machine right. in real flipping time.
Right, exactly. Look, here we go. So it wasn't an article. Oh, I keep pressing on my Stream Deck to try to bring it up here. All right, so this is Monica on Air. So Jovan Pulitzer, he's the man who his team hacked into the system. All right, that's who this is. If you don't know who he is, you should check him out. Announced in an exclusive interview on her show, Cobb County polling location online in real time with China. So they were it's connected with China. So he hacked in and then clearly saw that it was connected to China. And it's like,
wow.
So he actually retweeted this. So I haven't listened to the interview, but I mean, this guy is a smart cookie. He's the one who was testifying at the hearing yesterday, and his team is the one that hacked into the system. So it's pretty insane. You know, if you know, he was like, I just wanted to do this so that it was on the record that we could hack into the voting machines that are not supposed to be online. Mm-hmm. So if he said, look, this system that we're connected to is also connected to China, I don't have any reason to not believe him. You know, I haven't seen it with my own eyes, but I have no reason not to trust that, you know, because right. he proved it in a Senate hearing yesterday that he was connected to it. So it's pretty insane. It's pretty insane. So to, you know, sum up my point, Sidney Powell, everyone was saying that she was crazy. All the things that she was talking and spouting that they were calling her crazy for is coming true.
Well, it so is, but she's
not so crazy.
Well, yeah, and I agree with that. But she was her own worst enemy in this regard, because when you go around saying we're going to release the Kraken, release the Kraken, release the Kraken, and then it's just like you come up with nothing. It was like there's a difference between having a really good intuition that something happened, or maybe being on the verge of being able to prove something happened, and actually being able to prove it. And my position, and I said this very early on, and I took a bunch of heat for it. I didn't think there was a Kraken. I still don't think there has been a Kraken. And okay. I think that she and Lynn Wood have really undercut, I mean, what are much stronger cases, I think, in making this more of like a production. And again, that's not to say that she very well could be correct. I mean, and if this bears out, I mean, it might prove her right. And frankly, I would be thrilled if I was wrong in this. But I just think I think what the problem I struggle with the right is that they don't understand that public opinion and public perception does matter.
True.
It does. You can talk about the legal proceedings, you can talk about policies and all this, all the wonky stuff. But at the end of the day, if the public is expecting a Kraken, and then mm-hmm. you don't deliver a Kraken and it just keeps hanging out there, then you're going to have a problem convincing people that this is a real thing. I mean, I studied public relations when I was an undergrad. I did that for a long time. Public opinion matters, and they did not handle it very well at all.
Well, what is Kraken, though? You know, I feel like that's a perspective thing. Like, different people are like, oh, the Ukraine coming out and implicating Joe Biden 2 days ago about the whole money laundering through Burisma, like that happened. And mainstream media is not talking about it. Is that the Kraken, or is it the Dominion bombshell that it actually is connected to the internet, or is it the proof that, you know, they had fraudulent ballots from you know, in Georgia from the military that, you know, were not folded, were crisp and perfect, never handled, but printed perfectly? It's like all of these things, like each one could be like, yeah, that's the Kraken. Or is it all of it together? Or has the Kraken yet to be unleashed? You know, is it, or I don't know. You know, what is it? What would you think it is?
Well,
you know,
I mean, I gotta tell you,
you don't believe it's out yet.
No, well, I don't know if I believe it exists, because listen, like I have a really simple definition. I watched Clash of the Titans, the original one, not the stupid sucky remake, about 10,000 times when I was a kid. It was my favorite movie. I watched it over and over and over again. A Kraken is an overwhelming, undeniable force. It is a literal sea monster that comes out of the sea that everyone can see, that no one can deny and escape from. Like, that is what a Kraken is. And so for me, a Kraken would be something so big that even the media couldn't cover it up. It would be something so big and so overt that it would even get the attention of people on the left to be like, oh, this is not a good thing. And frankly, I think framed properly, the hacking into of the voting machine during the Georgia Senate hearing,
yeah, huge.
could have been a Kraken.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I saw that. I was like, that is the most compelling thing that I've seen yet in this whole voting machine affair. But they, I don't think it was played up as much as they could have. And it was like, it was almost done in such a way that it was like, he, you know what it was? It was like, he was so calm about how he was describing it that I'm going to be honest. The first time I watched that video, I missed what happened.
Me too. Me too.
I was like, what? I had to watch it again later.
I agree. Yeah, me too. I was like, did I? And then the clips are, everyone's sharing the clips. I'm like, did I see that? I watched the whole hearing, you know? And I'm like, I didn't register at the time that how the severity of it. But look at this, though. This is from Kyle Becker. And CNN, remember, CNN, Jake Tapper, he announced this. 140 Republican House members and at least one GOP senator have joined in the 2020 election fight. 140.
That's crazy. That 140
and growing. It says it's growing. And here's just a small list of them.
See, this is a Kraken right here.
Thank you. So that's why I brought this up, because you said, you know, it has to be big. It has to be something that the media can't like ignore. Well, CNN came out and was like, whoa, like 140 Republican House members came out. Mm-hmm. And we know Josh Hawley is, you know, he joined the fight also. So it's like, this is happening. This and actually, I'm gonna pull up some stuff, because, you know, we're kind of talking conspiracy theories here. Now, there's two theories that I've seen. You know what? I don't even know if I could show them. I'm just gonna talk about it. All right. The first one is a theory that's saying Pence is going to walk. This is this on January 6th, mind you, because it all leads to January 6th. Everything revolves around that date. All right. And one of the theories goes Pence is going to wheel in a Dominion machine that they have from Georgia, or I don't know if it, where it's from. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant. So he's going to wheel in a Dominion software machine, count the electoral votes through the Dominion system. And it's gonna say Trump wins, and the Democrats are gonna go crazy. They're gonna be like, you know, it's gonna cause an uproar, and he's gonna be like, "Whoa, I'll do it again," and he runs it again, and Trump will win by even more votes, which will cause an even bigger eruption, and he'll go, "That's it, you know, the software works," and then burn the votes, and then that's it, that'll end it, and he'll call it for Trump. Okay, so that's the first one. Okay. Now, the second one is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum. All right. And it's where Pelosi denies his basically denies him from counting the votes in the way that he wants to. So the way they do it is state by state. Right. And they go alphabetically. And I guess that it's either Arizona maybe will be first, or Pennsylvania, Georgia, one of the contested states will come up, and that's when the House and senators will then say, okay, well, I'm going to contest this. So then they debate, and Pence can go, all right, I'm going to choose this, and then we vote on it. And if he wants to choose the electors that aren't signed by the governors of the state, then I guess Pelosi will deny him and anyone else who's denying it the power to actually call those electors and have them forcibly removed, which would be nuts.
She can't do that.
No, she can't.
I don't think so. I think that Pence is the only person. Okay, this is my very layperson's understanding of right. what's going to go on. Pence is the only person that constitutionally has any authority in this whatsoever. Like, I don't think the Speaker of the House has authority, nor does the Majority Leader in the Senate, because Mitch McConnell does not want this to happen. And Mitch, like, I heard that Pelosi and McConnell were scheming on some sort of rule change to prevent all this from happening. And if Mitch McConnell does that, if Mitch McConnell does that, the Republican Party is going to die a slow, horrible death, and they will deserve it.
Well, the Republican Party is, it's being, what's the word, forged. That's really how I see it. They're being forcibly changed, you know, because people are waking up. 2020 has been an eye opener. personally, a lot of you out there have seen my journey, you included, Carlin. You said that you really enjoyed watching that side of the Timcast IRL show. I literally went from a closed-eyed minded human being in this country to being and clueless, mind you, politically, to now being fully red-pilled, fully doing my own research, not believing anything until it's corroborated by multiple different sources, so I can, you know, because I want the truth. I'm thirsting for it. I want that truth. I need the knowledge of what's going on. You know, so, oh man, I went off on a tangent. I forgot why I was bringing that up. But what were we saying?
Mitch McConnell, Republican Party, slow, horrible death.
Yes. Okay, right. People, now, I wasn't the only one who got red-pilled this year, right? I know everyone has basically opened their eyes because they're not working. I mean, maybe they are, but they're not going out and partying. I mean, maybe they are, but at least everyone's spending more time paying attention to what the senators or what the government, more importantly, the government is doing. Everyone's paying attention to it. That's why everyone's in an uproar from the omnibus bill, even though we've done an omnibus bill every single year. Pardon me, for I don't know how long, honestly, because I'm still learning the government. But everyone's pissed about it. They're like, we've been giving how much money to other countries for how long? What? Our money? And people, they rightly pissed about it. I don't blame them. Mm-hmm. So it's great to see that everyone's paying attention. And the GOP, I feel like there's a lot of young people that are coming in. I mean, for example, Madison, I don't want to say his last name wrong. Crawthorne?
I think so.
Cawthorn. Madison Cawthorn. He just... He posted a video, I retweeted it, and he's just saying, there's no way, I'm definitely going to contest this. Because the amount of fraud that we should tolerate as Americans is zero. And I was like, yes, thank you. Because he's absolutely right. Why should we tolerate any fraud at all? Zero. You know, people were like, well, in 2016, people were contesting the election. It's like, yeah, because of 200 votes.
Right.
200. We're talking about 7 million votes right now. 7 million votes.
Well, and the difference is, too, that in 2016, Hillary conceded. Trump has not conceded.
True.
He has not conceded.
Right.
But I mean, I think, like, you know, 2020 has been eye opening on so many levels. Because I red pilled this year. I did not. If you had told me at the beginning of the year that I'd be supporting Donald Trump by the end of the year and like psyched to go to a Trump thing in DC, I would be like, no, that's never going to happen. In fact, I did say no, that was never going to happen. But I think, like, you know, the benefit of this year is that people have seen what's really going on. And I think a lot of people got there before you and I, and yeah, we can give you guys credit for getting there first, whatever, but it's not a race. And we got there eventually. And I think that one of the things that people's eyes have been opened up to, and frankly, maybe one of the outcomes of this election is just shining a light on how much alike the neocon old school Republicans are. I'm going to call them the pre-Trump Republicans, and the Democrats. They're exactly the same flipping party. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell are scheming.
Yeah,
they are
the
same. And I think the greatest gift that Donald Trump has given us is showing us that we don't have to subscribe to either of those two mentalities. You can come in and you can be a more like you can actually care about doing things for the American people. You can you can fight back against this machine that's been built. And, you know, I think that Trump probably, I'm sure, did not have an accurate understanding of just how deep the swamp was when he took office. I mean, I don't think anyone probably could, but I think he's done a better job than anyone in my lifetime of really showing us how corrupt Washington, D.C. is, and how all these politicians that have been doing this for decades, they're not interested in helping people. They're only interested in retaining power. And that's true on the right, and that's true on the left.
You're right. I agree. I mean, and I've been saying... we needed younger generations in government all year, and like simply that right there shows me how much more important it is than I ever even realized. Mm-hmm. Because the younger generations, they want good for other people still. You know, I say we because I am a younger generation. I'm in my 30s. You know, I just became eligible to run for president last year. You know, and it's like, not that I plan on doing that, but, you know, it's like, why are you laughing like that?
I, I was going to ask you if you were thinking about running for office.
I don't know. I don't know if I do or not, you know, and someone actually just said in chat, it's like a younger generation doesn't mean squat, essentially. And you're right to an extent, because people can be bought. Everyone can get paid off. Greed exists in every single human being. You will never convince me that it doesn't exist. The difference is some people know how to overcome greed and become selfless. And that's not something everyone has the ability to do. And some people become callous over time and give up on life or become selfish and want more me, me, me. Think about what society is right now. We're taught to do your own thing, to live on your own, to become your own person, that it's all you. You deserve this. You deserve to have everything you want. We're no longer a society of helping each other and building each other up. You know, we're giving other people money instead of putting money into our own system. Like, imagine if we put all those millions and millions of dollars that we send across this planet to all those different countries, billions upon billions of dollars, if we just shoved all of that money into America and making every single community stronger, every community, you know, I don't want to talk about race. I don't want to talk about gender. If we just brought that money and just made everybody in America stronger, America would be amazing. And all the people would prosper. And then we would make even more money. And then maybe we could start thinking about, you know what? Let's share the wealth now. But when everyone's struggling and they're watching it and they're going, we can't even afford to thrive and live right now. And you're giving away billions of dollars. And where does that tax money come from? Where does that money that they are giving away? It comes from our hard work and paying taxes into living in this country for them to give it away. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And I have no issue paying taxes. I mean, taxes are the price you pay for living in a free society. It is what it is. But I want the money to go and be used in a way that's actually useful. And I think that the big problem I had with the omnibus bill is, frankly, that this is their fault. They positioned this as COVID relief. And I'm sorry, when the American people are only getting $600 like per person, that is not enough for what has gone on this year in terms of the government keeping everything locked down. Now, I am very much a person that I think that you can make money a billion different ways. If one way gets taken away from you, then you can figure out something else. I have a resounding faith in the ability of human beings to be innovative and be creative and to make money in whatever way it fulfills their passion and their drive. I mean, God, I've been working for myself for about 5-6 years now, full time. And the amount of ways there are to make money in the world is ridiculous. And what 2020 gave us frankly, a lot of people is the opportunity to build a business online while we have time, when we're at home, because we all have the technology. I mean, you did that with your channel. I did that with my channel. I had to, because I was doing in-person trainings and stuff. So I had to do something when COVID hit. Right. Yeah. And I think that, you know, what I wish people would see is, instead of focusing on, like, I think the government should have taken better care of people. But on the flip side of that, I also think that I wish that more people saw 2020 as an incredible opportunity to carve out your niche, start that side hustle, do the thing you've always wanted to do, to really build something for yourself. And I think that, you know, so many people, and this is true on the right and on the left, wanted to convince people that everything was bad and everything was horrible and there was no way to be successful in this period. I wish people had said, you know, screw you. Essentially, I'm going to do what I want to do, regardless of whether or not you think I can be successful. I think one of the things that really holds us down is viewing each other as competition. Like, I don't believe in competition. I believe that I have the ability to be successful regardless of what you're doing, regardless of what anyone else on YouTube is doing or Twitter or all these things. And it's just about the work that you put into it and the focus that you put into it. And if you can do that for yourself, you have to give that gift to yourself first before you can give it to other people. If you aren't taking care of yourself and your own needs first, you can't take care of other people. And I think that that's true just of individuals, of you and me, of anyone who's doing something like this, but it's also true of the country. If the country is not taking care of itself first, we have no business sending our money away to other people. And there are a lot of people here that needed just a little bit more help or a little bit more empathy or a little bit less lockdown, Gavin Newsom. And they would have been just fine.
Oh, man, Gavin Newsom. Well, there was people that were speaking out about pretty much all year, but pretty like March, April, when the lockdowns really started, you know, taking hold across really the world, I guess. Zuby comes to mind first and foremost, talking about how, look, if you're locked down and you haven't worked on your passion project, what are you working on then? You know, because this is a time where you can focus on you. You know, most people aren't lucky to be able to have a job that is their love, that is their passion, which is a shame.
Sure. Yeah.
And it would be nice. I wish that upon more people. But if you're locked down, for example, the leftists, you know, I use that term loosely because not everybody is crazy on that side, but the crazy people that are extreme left, if they spent all of the time that they do complaining about everyone else on something that will further their own lives, that entire group would probably disappear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm serious, because it feels like they just want everyone else to be the blame, because they would rather be the victim. And I saw a shirt floating around on Twitter today that said victim or victor over being a victim. And I was like, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's a choice. It's a mental decision to choose to push yourself forward and, you know, work on something that might be difficult at first or might not be as successful when you start. But it's about working towards it. And work in itself isn't called vacation. It's called work, because it is work. You have to work towards something. But if you set your, you know, sights on something and work towards it, you're going to get that. And that's why America's amazing, because this is a place where you can literally do that. We're a meritocracy. The harder you work for something, if you abide by the law, legally work towards something, you know, and never give up, you're going to get to that. You're going to work there and make it. You know, they keep telling all the kids, like, you can be whatever you want, and then put a period in that sentence. But that is not true, because you can't just say that. You could be anything you want if you work for it, period.
Yeah.
And they don't add that part to it, but that's the most important part.
I totally agree.
Right? You can't get to whatever you want unless you learn not only do the work, but learn how to continue doing the work, being consistent in that work.
And furthermore, you aren't going to find fulfillment in success if you don't have to work for it. Like, it's the hard work that makes it fulfilling, that makes that victory feel so amazing when you finally get there, you know?
Yep.
I mean, I got myself in trouble on Twitter maybe like last week or something. Like, it doesn't happen every flipping day. But like, I said something to the effect of, if you are a business owner and you haven't pivoted your business by this point, then what have you been doing? Because the lockdown started in March. That means you had, and keep in mind, they've had enhanced unemployment benefits this entire time. If you lost your job, they, like, you had the ability to get the enhanced unemployment benefits, which I didn't take a dime of the unemployment that I could have taken as a freelancer because I wanted to build my own thing. But like, you had that available to you. You had that available for March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and now December. You've had that available to you all year long. Yep. What were you doing with your time? Like, what were you doing? You had a gift of these enhanced benefits, and you had the gift of time. Like, you could have made something for yourself. And so people have to make that choice. And everyone wants to say, and I actually saw someone in the chat say it, oh, a couple of hippies who got lucky talking about hippie stuff. Like, you know, I think it is very fair to say that both of us did get rather lucky in our absolutely. In our positions. Like, I never could have imagined being in this position. I was absolutely blessed. And I'm sure you feel that way too, right?
No, I'm the luckiest person I know.
Yeah.
Hands down, I'm the luckiest person I know. No one's more lucky than I am.
But at the same time, like, I mean, I worked every single day to build this every single day. I mean, like, I don't get up wanting to do videos every single day. There's Thursdays I don't want to do it. There's days I'm like, I took 3 days off for Christmas. I was like, I never want to go back to work again. This was awesome. I've been working 12-hour days every single day of the week, traveling all over, doing whatever. This did not just, you know, build itself. It was built through work, and that's what made it so sweet. When I like finally hit that 100,000 subscribers, I was like, yes, that was one of, that was an awesome moment. And you know,
I was there for that.
You were, it happened while I was on your show, and it only felt that great because I worked so hard for it.
Yeah. And I may be lucky, but same thing. It's like, I wake up every day, and I just start doing research and I start gathering intel on what I'm going to talk about. And you know, I work for, you know, I work all day to prep for my show every night, and it's hard.
It's not easy. Like, I don't think people who do this every day understand. It's like, it's not easy to find stuff you want to talk about every single day. It really isn't. It's exhausting sometimes, and especially being in this space when everything is like negative, it really can eat away at you. But that doesn't mean it's not worth it. And listen, like, you don't need to build like a YouTube channel to build something for your own. You know, you can build whatever you want, but it's just about being smart and knowing that if you work hard and you focus on something and you really like give it your all, like, you're setting yourself up for success. It may not, it, like, overnight successes are never overnight successes. They happen over the course of the long haul. And I mean, I wish more people just like, one of the lessons I always tried to teach people, and I actually wrote a whole book about it, is about finding satisfaction and fulfillment in doing a really good job in whatever you happen to be working on. And that's really what that's my wish for everyone for 2021. Like, let's put this year behind us. It's almost over. Just move forward. Look for ways to be happy and fulfilled. Make that choice to be happy and fulfilled in whatever you're doing. And it's going to make life a whole lot easier.
Well, I said earlier in the show, you know, a year ago, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have a job that gave me a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned, like, that's what I want for everyone. I want them to feel fulfilled and to feel that they have a purpose in this life. And that's what I have now. I feel like I am making a difference. I am speaking up for people who can't speak. I have a platform now that I've watched people around me get banned. I've had people that have been on my show that have been banned and gotten completely pushed out of the light, and they had a bigger platform than me, you know, and it's crazy to think that I'm still here. I'm still allowed to speak the truths that I'm finding and, you know, bring them out to you guys. So, you know, the sense of purpose that I feel is honestly the greatest I've had in my entire life. You know, I've had many jobs. I've had really fun, awesome jobs. I got to travel around the world and do incredible things. But this is by far the best job I've ever had. And I there's no mistake in that. So it's pretty awesome. And cheers. You know what? Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
It's the New Year show. I actually just got a text message from Tim. And
is he
just
to your studio? Is he coming?
He's not. I don't know. Maybe it should be like, hey, you want to come say hi to my chat?
Yes.
No, he said, I hope you're ready. And then he sent me a picture. What is
breaking
this?
Breaking news.
Is Van Winkle Family Reserve Rye.
Oh, he's and, got a whiskey?
It's a whiskey bottle with a very, very hefty price tag underneath it. And I was just like, do you have that? Like, what's the deal? I mean, I'm ready. I don't know if the rest of I don't know if no one else drinks whiskey around here. I'm like the whiskey drinker of the house. So I don't know if anyone would really understand. Oh, he just got back to me. He said it's en route. I guess he just ordered it and it's being delivered to the house. That's dope. So
that's
that is
nice.
That is a really nice New Year's gift for me. I don't know if it's for me, but he's clearly excited to have some whiskey with me for the New Year. So that's cool.
I didn't know he drank.
He doesn't. Huh. But and I doubt he actually, well, he might have a little bit just to taste it, but who knows. But yeah, so I just honestly, I would like to have a show with Tim. I feel like we had really good dynamic, a good back and forth. I think he should keep TimCast IRL as it is and do his interviews. But him and I should have a show together. It, you know, like not call it not ca- just call it the cast.
That's a good idea. I think you should pitch that to him.
Maybe. You know, I feel because, you know, it wasn't TimCast IRL. It was him and me together. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not a guest. You know, I'm a co-host and or a host, you know, Adam Cast, and he's Tim Cast. And I feel like we should do a show together, you know, and that's I see a lot of people in chat going, yes, please. And I even said someone's saying he's being so negative lately. Yeah, because he doesn't hang around me enough. He doesn't have someone to be like, stop being so negative. I would keep Adam Cast. I'm not going to stop doing my show. For someone just asked that, if you're going to, I would definitely keep my doing my thing. Because I like doing my thing. I like talking about my uninterrupted, you know, I can sit and explain my views on things. But Tim and I have a very good dynamic because we have different viewpoints and we're very similar and but also very different. It's, you know, and we've have a lot of, I don't know, history together. We've been friends for almost 7 years, maybe 7 years now. I don't know. But
well, you know what it is you and he literally balance each other. If I'm looking at the two of you and I'm thinking about like what your personality style is, just like, you know, I can pretty much like read what someone's going to come out as on like one of my psychological assessments. And if I gave the two of you a psychological assessment, you would be exact opposite ends of the spectrum.
Right.
And that's good because it means you balance each other. Right. And so I think it was a great dynamic, but I don't think you should talk about news and politics. You should talk about stuff that like other things that are fun in the world and, you know, give him a break from talking about the flipping news. This is why he's in a bad mood all the time, because
that's what it was supposed to be. That's what our show was supposed to be. But then he now is doing interviews with people talking about politics and what's going on in the news, you know? So it's like, we really need to bring it back to, because we started the show doing movie reviews. We would go see a movie and then, you know, just what else did we talk about? Aliens. It was awesome. We talked about alien stuff all the time. And now there's like there's executive orders being signed that the aliens are going to be revealed. I'm some guy in Israel, some space agency dude said that, yeah, they exist and Trump knows about it. It's like, what's going on? 2020.
Trump better declassify that. I swear to God, if Trump doesn't declassify that, I'm going to be so upset. But Adam, I'm going to make a confession. I feel a little bit like we're having a therapy session right now where you're like getting all your feelings out about Tim. And I'm like, yeah, go make up. I just think this is, I think you should. You should create.
No, look, me and Tim are good.
Make up on a show level, not on a.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, he just bought you really expensive whiskey, so you guys are obviously friends. But like,
really pricey.
I'm saying, like, get the band back together, man. Just
can't wait
do
to
it.
Try this. My goodness, I don't want to say the price because it's.
You should do a live whiskey tasting when that whiskey arrives.
Well, I don't know what I'm gonna do tonight because TimCast IRL isn't live tonight, so I don't know what that means for what the other side of the house is doing. Because I'm in my own section of the house. I'm not. It's connected through a hallway, but like no one comes over here, and I don't go over there often. But you know, we're gonna all hang out tonight. But if they're not doing a show, then we can do something. Maybe I can convince him to do a jam night, the last jam night of 2020.
Yes.
Interesting. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I want to get into this before we lose, because we almost started talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I saw this floating around. Everyone check this out. Welcome to Equaterra, where gender equality is real. We found a country that has achieved gender equality. Yeah, where is that? Where?
Equaterra.
What is this from? UN Women? Oh my gosh.
This is the United Nations. This is real.
So wait. Is the UN Women, is that who tweeted about how on International Men's Day, about how something about being good for women, basically,
sure,
and all genders?
That sounds like something they would tweet. But this is
we're not allowed to even be men anymore. And no. Honestly, it seems women aren't allowed to be women either. Jeez, it's really crazy.
No, and Equaterra is going to emphasize that there are no manly men allowed. This is the creepiest New World Order, Brave New World dystopian nightmare that I've ever seen. It is a society where everyone is equal and everyone is happy, probably because they've taken their Soma. And there are no white men that aren't disabled or gay. And it's just
there,
like,
isn't?
No, I swear to God, I've spent a lot of time looking at this. There are no white men that are not either disabled or gay.
What about this guy? What about this? He looks like he's a Jewish man picking up an apple on the right. See him?
Jewish men, Jewish aren't white.
They're not? Oh, he's Jewish. I don't know.
Yeah. No.
Well, I thought people, like, what is white then? I don't know.
Okay, look at this dude on Inclusion Square that's holding the hands with the other dude, right?
Okay.
That's white.
Okay.
That's white, but he's also gay, and so he's allowed
to be there. The
mustache? Yes.
Okay, what about this guy with the cane holding on to the kid's hand?
But he has a bionic leg, so he's not able-bodied, so he's okay. Yeah, he has a bionic leg. Yeah.
What about this guy on the bicycle?
Well, he's recycling because everyone in he's coming from the recycling plant where he has recycled his toxic masculinity. So I don't know if he even qualifies as a man anymore. But in Equaterra, there are no cars because everyone believes in climate change and everyone is trying to fight against climate change. And so they don't use cars and they use sustainable fashion and renewable energy and women. Adam, are you ready for it?
Oh, gosh. No, I'm not ready for it. Let me get a sip of my whiskey first.
Yeah. In Equaterra, women can be CEOs. They can. And they make equal. I know women have left the house. They're
women can
companies.
Be CEOs now.
They even get equal pay. Like,
oh, my gosh. Look, we live in what's called a meritocracy. If you earn it, it's yours. Right now, we live in that world, right? Right now, if you are the best person for the job, you're probably going to get the job. You know who did a really good job of doing that? President Trump.
He did.
Appointing the right person for the job. You know who managed his building projects when he first moved into Manhattan? A woman.
A woman.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. All of his buildings. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then
hiring women.
And then his wife actually helped manage the hotels that he was running.
Yeah.
That was her job. She did a good job of it. Because she was good at her job. And he was like, "Yes, I want the best person for the job." This kind of stuff, this is just hold on. The term, I just saw this over at Toxic Masculinity Recycling. Boys will be boys. That is it.
Not
that's
allowed.
Toxic masculine statement. Boys will be boys. It's true. Boys will be boys. I don't understand. Men don't cry. Oh my goodness.
They're recycling.
Men should be aggressive. Who says that?
I think men should be aggressive. I like manly men. I like masculine men. And
so
I
wait,
think that
being manly is aggressive? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that there's certainly something, like, maybe not aggressive. Maybe that's not the right word. But, like, certainly there's something, like, okay, I say this fully knowing I'm not the most feminine woman in the world. I like men that overpower me. It makes me feel taken care of. And, you know, so I think that masculine men should show up and men should be men. I mean, it's just like, it's, I don't get it. I don't want to live in a world where, like, men don't take care of women and don't go out and have guy time and go out and have drinking buddies. This is this is why all this stuff with the Proud Boys really annoys me, because like, I've hung out with the Proud Boys, like some Proud Boys in DC when we were at Harry's in the Walkaway rally in October. They were awesome. They were so much fun. And it was like, those are the types of guys I like hanging out with. And I just don't understand this push to make men like women, like, and not even like women, because they're not allowed to speak up. They're not allowed to have opinions. I just don't understand it.
I don't either. You know, it's funny. I got Tim walked in today. He's like, "So Alex Jones sent some stuff to the house, and I want you to have this."
Did he?
I don't know if you guys know who Alex Jones is, but he gave me the super male vitality droplets.
Don't take that.
Don't take it.
That is a horrible idea. Don't take that crap.
What I don't know much about it. It says 100% vegan.
Adam,
what?
Your wife is in Sweden. You don't want to take the super male vitality tablet.
I'm just bringing it up because he's like one of the most masculine people on the internet right now, and I just thought it was hilarious that we got some InfoWars. It's actually InfoWars brand, InfoWars Life, super male vitality. Listen to this, though. This is funny. It says right here, take whatever, droppers, whatever, as suggested by your health car provider. They misspelled care and said car. And I was like, is it actually a mistake? Your health car provider? Anyway, I just thought that was funny. That was funny. And you know what? Look at this, too, because this is ridiculous. I want to bring this up. This is... Our mutual friend, Mikey Harlow. Shout out to Mikey Harlow.
Hi, Mikey.
He posted this. He just wrote, stab me in the face. It's hard to trust gay white men. Gay white men have a tendency to latch onto their homosexuality when they're asked to be held accountable for their whiteness. Okay. There's a few things to unpack here. Oh, my gosh. Number one, stop judging character on the color of people's skin and their sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we doing that? That right there is a red flag for me. Shut up. That isn't what makes a character.
Well,
being white, I don't talk about being white. I just am simply being me. Oh, what? You're going to say I have privilege? Okay, well, everyone has privilege to be them. Stand up for who you are, not what people like the color of your skin. That is just because we are all human beings. Sorry, no one's going to convince me otherwise. We're all humans. There's all shades of human beings. There's awesome people, there's terrible people, and in all different shades and all that entire spectrum. Okay, but the whole push to have some sort of identity based on your skin color is ridiculous to me. Do you want everyone to be together or do you want us all separated? Because at the moment, it seems like they're trying to keep us all separated. And that's ridiculous to me.
Of course they are, because all of this is just a sort of dissent. So it reminds me of another thing in Equaterra. Bring Equaterra back up. I want to point out because it's relevant to what you just said.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay. So we're going to Inclusion Square. And so
right in the
when
middle.
You actually read the blurb about this, so what they point out is like you've got those two guys, the gay guys that are pointing out their son on the slide and they're all proud of his son. And what the blurb actually says is they're noticing that their son made friends with a person in a wheelchair and a girl, indicating those two people like right besides the slide. But
the
person in the wheelchair has now lost their gender. They have no gender because they're defined as the person in the wheelchair. That's actually written in the blurb. Like, it's not a girl in a wheelchair, a boy in the wheelchair. Like, it's so stupid. Like, these are the lead. And what I said, I actually did a video about this, like picking through it and like reacting to it the other day. And it's like, the fact that person is in a wheelchair, the color of their skin, your gender, all these things, these are like the least interesting things about us. They're the least interesting things. Like, you can't
agreed.
Control any of these things. So why are we focusing on it? And I bet you that girl, and I'm going to say it's a girl because he has a ponytail, like, she doesn't want to be known as the person in the wheelchair. She wants to be known for, you know, Jenny Jones, who likes X, Y, B, and Z, who made a new friend on the slide. Like, the wheelchair part is the least interesting thing. So why are we continuing to focus on this? It makes no sense.
And it's insulting. It's insulting to be broken down to your entire demeanor or your entire identity is just what color your skin is, or that you're sitting in a wheelchair. It's like, why would that be what you want? Like, you could be a scientist who's discovering things, and what if that's the case? Well, actually, no, but now it's, you know, well, you're a white person, so your discovery isn't as important. It's like, what does that have to do with the color of my skin? Look at the importance of this discovery that I created. Or if it was someone of, you know, a POC, a person of color who does it, and they're like, oh, wow, and you're a person of color. And it's like, look at the discovery that I discovered. Like, that is what is important here. Like, put my name on it. I don't need special help. Oxford straight up said, if you're a black person in this time, this year, you don't have to do as much work as the rest of people. So that's Oxford saying you don't have to work as hard because you need help. That is racist. Oxford was being racist by doing that. That mm-hmm. is ridiculous. That's insulting to me.
And you know what? I mean, you just made a point, Adam, about like, is my discovery worth less because I'm white? Well, aren't we leading towards that? That all of a sudden, like if a white male scientist makes an amazing, groundbreaking, earth-shattering, if a white male had cured COVID,
maybe.
Like they would have probably diminished that because he is a white male and he is privileged. And it's yep. actually, so did you hear about this mother that's suing the school in Nevada that forced her son to take critical race theory?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually, I'm so proud of myself for this. I was the first person talking about this. I talked about this in September. But this mother, her kid is in high school, 17 years old, was forced to do this class called Sociology of Change, in which it was just critical race theory. That's all it was. It was critical race theory. And she tried to get him out of it. She tried to work with the school to get the school to like not make it a requirement for graduation. But the school's like, no, he has to take this class in order to graduate. Now, this kid is, he's biracial. Racial, but he presents as white. And so the mother was actually really nervous about this because I guess the majority of kids in his class are people of color. So she was worried about how he was going to be treated. But the teacher was actually assigning him extra work due to his white privilege.
Wow.
This is a biracial kid. So this is actually happening in the real world. This is playing out. Now they're getting sued for it.
Oh, man.
Yay, it's, 2020. Can we end it now? We only have 4.5 hours left.
Yeah, right. All right, I got lots of super chats. You guys are fantastic with super chats today. I'm going to pull this up so I can start reading some of these super chats. Thanks, everyone, for hanging out with us today on the final show of 2020. Let's see. Scott says, it's Thursday, and you know what that means, Dr. Carlin. That's
Yay!
Right. And then, of course, Bryson Gray showing his love. Thank you, Bryson. If you don't know who Bryson is, you should definitely check out his music, Bryson Gray. Just type in the name and you'll find it all. Charmed, thank you for that super chat. Says, love Dr. K and her buddies, Adam and Joshua. Bryson, see you insta soon. Nice, nice. Abigail, happy new year. Thank you. Happy new year to you as well. Wimplow says, praise the new year. With a little praise the sun guy. Nice. Xyor, this super chat is for you to go get Tim. I'm gonna text him right now and be like, you want to join me?
Do it
on my show. All right, I texted him. We'll see if he responds. Lil Morty says, thank you for being awesome. No, thank you. I appreciate that. Eric Burns, Marsh, Adam, you're more than a sidekick. You're a headliner. Besides, Ian doesn't mind being told he's wrong all the time. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate that. Hydro, you think someone like Epstein would not have a death switch? Who knows? Yeah, maybe. Who knows? That's a good point. Darth says, man, I miss you from Timcast. You were a good foil to Tim. You represented normal people. Ian is not you. Hotep Jesus made Ian look like a fool. Wow, really? I actually met him when he was here. I don't watch the IRL show, so I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about, but yeah, I agree. I think that Tim and I were very good at sparring verbally, and that's what made it a good show. Josh in Jesus, Adam, you've been the highlights of my year. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. It's 2020, so that you know it means a lot. I'm glad to have been able to be there for you, Sergeant Hodel. Honestly, I trust Lynn more than CNN and big tech. He's got a point.
He does have a point. I have to say that because Lynn might be crazy, but at least he does say some things that are relevant every now and again.
Yep, that's true. Jonathan Powell says, have you ever seen Dead Like Me? I just got into it. I agree. I want facts, but I'm definitely a man of God. I've also begun trusting my gut and it's wild how often it's been right since I started listening to it. I agree with you. That gut feeling, that instinct, I should probably do this. Mm-hmm. And whenever you don't do that, something bad happens.
Well, do you know where gut instincts come from? I can explain this real quick.
It's about your memory of a built up memory of things that have happened, right? That leads you into an intuition of things, right?
Kind of, yeah. So, I mean, yeah, that's the way you could look at it. So our brain takes in 11 million pieces of information every single second, right?
Wow.
Everything across our five senses. We are only conscious of about 40 pieces of that information. And so there's a big disconnect between how much our brain takes in and how much we're consciously aware of. But that 11 million pieces a second is always floating around in there, right? Now, our brain is the best supercomputer in the world. And so it's always processing all that information. And then where our gut instincts come from is it's delivering us an answer based on all that information that we might not even ever put together consciously. And it's saying, here's what you need to know. It's just not telling us how it got there. So that's our gut instinct.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Follow your gut. It's smart. It's a supercomputer. Let's see here. Nathan says, Happy New Year, Adam. Thanks for being a voice of reason, even in the Beanie Man's presence, and a being of bearer of good news in 2020. Let's raise a glass to those who didn't make it this year. You know,
cheers.
Let me, I ran out, so I gotta fill
up a light
little,
pour
just a little bit. I'm just doing a little bit here. But cheers. This is to the fallen. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Tim,
Did you want to join me?
Tim just walked into the studio. That's right. Tim is, dude.
What could possibly go wrong?
This is,
Hold on one sec. I'm gonna take the camera away. Tim, welcome to the studio.
How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
We're going to be celebrating the new year. Google what this
is. It's Tim Pool, everybody. Tim Pool's in the house.
Together again.
I know, but
together.
I've never been live with you in this room with me.
Well, it's New Year's.
I know.
This is for you.
Thank you, sir.
Because it's New Year's.
Wow. Nobody
drinks whiskey like you drink whiskey.
That's true. I'm drinking whiskey right now.
You're going to Google it?
My goodness. Van Winkle Family Reserve Rye, Kentucky Straight Rye, 13 years old. Wow. Thank you so much.
It wasn't the most expensive they had.
It wasn't the most expensive? Oh, take it back. I don't. There was a $78,000 bottle?
Yeah.
78 grand.
Damn.
George Clooney lives nearby and bought one once.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't get that, but.
Dude, thank you, Tim.
Yeah, crack it open and then.
Okay.
We got New Year's waiting.
All right. Well, there's. You saw it here, everyone.
We got another really
nice. Oh, all right. Good to hear.
How many bottles are you going to drink, Adam?
Hey, don't judge me. Don't be judging. Oh, man. Wow. So that's cool. I almost don't want to pop this bottle open. My goodness.
You want to save that?
I know, but he told me. Well, he said there's another bottle over there. So I'm going to go check it out after the show. So, well, that was cool. That was a pleasant surprise. As you can see, me and Tim are cool still. For those, I feel like a lot of people, they don't know because
telling rumors.
That was the first time we've been seen together on camera since August 13th, which was the day I was released from the TimCast IRL show.
We all got to witness an auspicious moment.
So y'all witnessed that. That's this is
auspicious.
Yep. Man, I'm going to crack it open. Who am I kidding, right?
Do it.
I got
to
do it.
I don't even care about whiskey. I don't understand the appeal of whiskey. Someone tried to explain scotch to me one time, and I was like, I have no idea what any of this means, and I don't like the taste of it.
Well, it's interesting because this is bourbon. So scotch is from Scotland.
Well, right? I understand that, Adam. Thank you. Thank you for that clarification of where scotch comes from. You know where sake comes from? Japan.
Japan? Yeah, I did know that. All right. Here we go. I'm opening this incredibly expensive bottle of whiskey.
Do it.
And I'm about to... Let me... Oh!
Oh! That was a good pop.
Oh, my goodness. That smells good. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I got to try a little bit. And I actually have this... this whiskey glass that Tim actually gave to me earlier.
I'm so excited.
I'm going to try a little bit of this. I just want to try a little bit. Oh, man. That was an amazing pop. Wow, what a flavor. Oh, my gosh. It's so smooth. That is an incredible whiskey. Okay, my goodness. No rocks? No, I drink it neat. I don't need anything in my whiskey. I like it straight. Nothing else in it. Very nice. All right, so that was fun. All right, I'm going to get back to Super Chats, and hopefully, let me see where I find it.
And someone in the chat asked if I was jealous. I'm not jealous because I have sake that is
unfiltered
and coconut and vanilla and delicious and not whiskey, which is gross.
Ew. What? I'm a girl, Adam.
I'm a girl.
Okay, I know girls
that do not like whiskey. I like nice drinks like this.
No, you know what? You know who introduced me to whiskey? It was a girl that I was totally crushing on.
That's why.
Well, but it doesn't matter. I still fell in love with the whiskey, but she bought, I think it was like a bottle of Oban, like a nice bottle of whiskey. You know, it's like a middle ground whiskey. Certainly not this quality of Van Winkle Family Reserve whiskey, but
I feel like I need to Google this and see how much this whiskey is.
It's kind of expensive. So, I was drinking like rum and cokes and whiskey and coke. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, you know? And, I was like, she brought it over and I was like, oh, should I go get some coke? And she was like, oh my gosh.
Holy crap, that is expensive. Holy crap.
Yeah. You will not disrespect my whiskey by putting Coca-Cola in it. And I was like, oh, okay. And we drank it just straight up. And I was like, oh, this is actually really good. And she's like, yeah, it's good whiskey. So then I realized that, good whiskey. It is definitely it's definitely worth it to get good whiskey to drink straight up. Like,
well,
you can't drink Jameson straight. Wow.
I gotta say, you have now proved to me that Tim and you are actually really still friends, because that whiskey is expensive.
Yes, indeed it is. Indeed it is. Hydro says, we may have to prove that we have been vaccinated to fly on an airplane, but you don't have to show ID to vote. Yeah, I know. That whole thing is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Weil says, I'm wishing you both a wonderful new year. I'm a simple man. Don't care about all this BS talk. All I care about is the Constitution. You either for it or not. I agree. Yep. We're going to see if the Constitution holds, shall we? Aren't we? Chat Wilder. Happy New Year, Adam. Hopefully this year makes up for 2020. Thank you so much. I mean, I've had a pretty incredible year, honestly. I'm very lucky, as I talked about it a couple times. I really am. I'm a lucky person for my life to work out the way it has for me. So let's see. Brewmaster Monk, if I remember correctly, the Kraken was supposed to be a program that was watching the election get stolen. That's right. That's true. That does ring a bell. It's something that was recording the real votes and documenting the differences between the, you know, the actual votes and then what the software was reporting. Exior says, so here in Quebec, Canada, we are going through another lockdown, and the big box stores, they are closing a section of non-essential, such as winter clothes. Oh my goodness. It's ridiculous.
You can buy winter clothes? Isn't that essential in winter?
Yeah, you'd think so, right?
Whatever.
Hydro says, is Carlin drinking absinthe? No, she's drinking sake.
Sake.
Have you ever had absinthe?
I have had absinthe. I don't like absinthe because I don't like licorice. So
yeah, same. Yeah. Not a big fan. The man behind the screen. Happy New Year, Carlin and Adam. Won't be able to watch this live as I'm traveling right now, but I'm excited to catch up with the show later. Excited for that book you proposed on your stream, Dr. K. Sounds like a great tool. Cool. Yes. Happy New Year to you too, bud. Jason Dixon says, Adam, I super chatted Tim's podcast many times. This podcast brought to you by Krigler's Coffee. He won't read it. Well, I know from experience being on Tim's show, he gets bombarded with super chats. And although he seems to go very long nowadays, but it's very guest oriented now versus more of a show like I have. I base my show on the Timcast IRL show of late. So like, of the original one. Yeah. Is that how you say it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I was on it, you know, his new show is more guest oriented, and I know they still get bombarded with super chats. So, you know, I'm sure unless it's like a dropping $100 super chat, he's, you know, he won't get to it. And I would much prefer you doing that on my channel.
So. Adam, Adam, I want to tell you, someone told me in my locals community, they said, have you tried Adam's coffee? And I was like, no, he was supposed to send me some and he hasn't yet.
I haven't sent
it. And they said, I got it. And it's really, really good.
It's good.
They were
coffee.
Like really impressed with it.
I'm telling you. I mean, people have been, I mean, it's amazing how many people are talking about the coffee. And I really do love the coffee. It's funny because I was like taste testing for like 2 months before we released it. And every single bean that I got was so good. I'm like, man, this coffee is so good. Like they're literally all good. Every single bean that I've tried from this company is great. So awesome. Yeah, that's great. Let's see. Joe says, Adam, remind me of the P.O. box. I'd like to send you some music and merchandise from a band that I was involved in as a token of my appreciation. Oh, thank you so much. Let me pull this up for you real quick. All right, this is my P.O. box right here. This is my website, and it has my P.O. box. Adam Krigler, P.O. box 68, Brunswick, Maryland 21716. Now, I actually have a lot. I just went to the P.O. box today, and I have all this mail from people that have entered the contest. All right, so I'm going to be giving stickers to all these people. But more importantly, if you are sending me something, send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. I'm going to send you a sticker, but you're entering in a contest that I'm having to give away a Catalyst board. All right, this is a board that I designed when I was riding for Arbor Skateboards. I'm giving one away to one winner. All you have to do to enter the contest is send me a self-addressed stamp envelope, and you're already going to get a sticker. So I'm going to give you a sticker. I'll sign it, but one lucky winner will receive that board. So, and I have all of the letters right here. I'm going to save them all. I'm going to do it all at the same time and send them all out, and then pick one winner before I send them out, and it's going to be fun. So thank you for that. Appreciate that. Let's see, where was I? Bring this back. Here we go. Okay. Brewmaster Monk again says, you aren't red-pilled until you start asking the Jacques. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what that is either.
Nope. J-A-Q-U-E. I don't know what that is, but okay.
No idea. Guess we're not red-pilled after all.
Yeah, I guess I'm not red-pilled. All right. Greed says, I exist inside all of us. Or actually,
Greed is good.
I exist inside us all. Same thing. But yeah, on point. The Wealth says, I am gained from hard work. I like it. Well, new money is anyway. Raven Writing Desk says, being facetious, of course, but isn't it weird that COVID is represented Skynet and we are the resistance against the machine? Yeah, I mean, I could see it. Declan, Happy New Year from Ireland. Happy New Year, Declan.
Happy New Year.
Cheers. Some whiskey, you know, I don't know if you drink whiskey, but
here, cheers.
Wow, that is a smooth bourbon, and it's got such a unique flavor. Interesting. It's almost like a flowery, I don't know, it's hard to describe this. Jeez, it's good. All right, Chet Chisholm says, Happy New Year's, guys. Thank you, Chet. Happy New Year's to you. Carlin's Hair says, I admit I'm a bit one-sided as well.
Touche. Touche.
Yeah, you like that?
I do like that.
Sasha the Book Lover says, I saw 2020 as an opportunity. While I was locked down, I wrote and edited a book. Maybe I will be the next bestseller. Thank you for that. I'm proud of you, Sasha. That's awesome.
Go.
Very nice. Yeah, that is what I'm talking about. Taking the opportunity and... time is literally money. Seriously. Mm-hmm. That's it. Salty Conservative says, smash it. I can't believe I haven't said it today. This will be my final show of 2020 to say smash the like button. If you have not yet smashed the like button, please do. Smash it for yourselves. Smash it for Carlin. You know what? I'm going to spin the UFO because it is not spinning enough for me. All right.
Let me say on my show, mount the like button. Mount it.
Is that what you say? Mount it?
We do. Mount the like button.
It's so sexual.
I know, right?
Who came up with that?
Joshua.
Oh, okay.
Now you're like, that explains everything.
Hydro says, how long will the lockdowns have to be until black business catch up? Everybody's being locked down. It's just the big box stores that are open. Nate the Average says, my dude, you made my son's day again. Epic. Happy New Year and belated Good Yule. Quick question. What's your favorite blend of Krigler coffee? Well, I really do like the Catalyst blend. The Gamer blend is the strongest. It's got definitely a big kick. So if you need an extra boost, you know, the Gamer blend, it's like if you're gaming all night, it's kind of like the keep you up blend. I like the Catalyst blend. It's a good blend of everything. And Nate, I are you the one who sent me the hot sauces? If you did, I just checked the PO box. I haven't seen them there. So I don't know what's going on with that. Just a little heads up there. And if you're not the person who sent me the hot sauces, whoever did send me the hot sauces, I haven't gotten them yet. I know you super chatted me yesterday about it, so sorry about that.
Hang on. Some people in the chat are cracking me up, and I have to say, so Andrew Brigitte says, romantically pound the like button.
Nice.
and Dakota Dad says, mount it like an aggressive gentleman. Everyone's feeling saucy tonight.
I like that. They're bringing it back from earlier. You see how they did that? They brought back that conversation.
We're recycling the toxic masculinity from the like button.
Let's see. Is Crazy Canuck says, hey, Adam and Carlin, these times really are crazy. I watched you wake through Timcast. Keep up the great work in speaking out. Second chat. Thank you very much for that. Yep. And I absolutely will keep up. Thank you. Thank you. Racing with Paramotors says, find yourself, no one else will. Please play that song one last time for us in 2020. Thanks in advance. I'll do it right now.
Do it. Yay.
I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna play it right now. No hesitation. I don't, you know, they're not doing a show right now, so I'm just gonna go rock out this. I'm gonna rock out Find Yourself real quick. Bring this sorry, UFO. All right, this is Find Yourself one last time for 2020.
All the saints are calling all the masses. They want your soul, go pay all their taxes. Don't fear your belief of what you are inside. Hold it dear, it's the truth that they're trying to hide. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul, and find yourself. No one else will find yourself. No one else will. Hey, can I get just a little taste? A salivatic little getaway. Or are you on your knees, swallowing the answers? Authority, see, they don't take chances. Are we blind? It's a crime that we can't ignore. I think it's time we show them that we'll take no more. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. Find yourself, 'cause no one else will find yourself, 'cause no one else will. We must unequivocally disobey. Help me, Horus, let me seize the day. With a Guy Fawkes mask, true determination, anonymous bliss, who controls the nation? Are we blind? It's a crime that we can't ignore. I think it's time we show them that we'll take no more. Recognize the first stage of trouble. Open your eyes to disguise. Start searching deep in your soul, deep inside your soul. Find yourself, 'cause no one else will find yourself, 'cause no one else will.
Yay!
Thank you so much. All right, that was the last time you will hear Find Yourself in the year 2020. All right. Helmsway says, Krigler Covfefe is amazing. Making a batch of cold brew now. I look forward to buying some more in 2021. Good on you, Adam. Thank you so much. Yeah, I actually have a Covfefe blend now. I don't know if you saw that, but it's a little different from the Catalyst blend. It's from a higher elevation, changes the flavors a lot, but should be good. Is Crazy Canuck says, the world is a scary place right now. Watching from north, cheers from Canada. Right on, cheers. Or watching from up north, cheers from Canada. Cheers, cheers.
Cheers.
And cheers, cheers. Happy New Year, everybody. Angela, your Catalyst coffee was a huge hit. I gave it to my daughter for Christmas, and she loves it. It smells amazing, and I don't like coffee. We'll be ordering again. Happy New Year. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate that. Super chat and you know, to letting me know. And I'm glad that you enjoy it. Thank you so much. And thanks for giving it away, too. That's fantastic. Josh and Jesus says, no way, Adam. The world owes me something. Dang it. Well, I mean, you proved, Josh, this man went from being homeless to rising up and working hard and graduating college.
Wow.
Right. And you know, so I know you're just being sarcastic, because you've proven to me that you get up and do the work, Josh. Vasidia says, not believing the mainstream media slandered against Lynn Wood. Remember when all those reporters deleted their posts calling Rittenhouse a white supremacist when they found out Lynn Wood was representing him? It's 2020. Why not? I know, right?
I've heard he's no longer representing him, though. I heard he pulled out of the case, and that other.
Oh, I don't know about that. Is that true?
Yeah, I
don't
heard know. About that. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. It's Crazy Canuck. It says another super chat in support for that Timcast. 100%. The combo worked great. Made me a fan of you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm gonna. You know, I'm just gonna walk over and be like, dude, we gotta start a show, man, because we're good together. Super Dank says, Adam, you have to try Van Winkle, one of the best out there. I'm not a huge fan of rye, but a connoisseur choice, my man. I tell you, I agree. I'm not a fan of bourbon in general. Someone actually sent me Angel's Envy, and that was probably my favorite bourbon that I've had to this day. Now, this is definitely taking the cake. It's definitely something special. It's very unique. Tim Poole says, I'll bring you back to Timcast if you agree to discuss our farts on the show more often. It bothered me that we never did a segment about our farts. Well, I'd be ripping them. I would love to discuss it more. Maybe he'll agree, right? That's you're always bringing the heat in those super chats. It's great. Let's see, where was I? Oh, I just had a crazy super jet jump. My goodness, you guys are fantastic. Here we go. Vasidia says, have you seen that transparency tube is being used for academic papers now? The article on it is ridiculous. No, I haven't.
Okay.
Do you know about it? I'm sure
I heard about
will.
It. Yeah.
You have?
I know they classified me as right wing, like Christian at one point, but whatever.
These people don't have any idea.
No.
They just are told from other people. That's why they hate Jordan Peterson so much, because they've never actually listened to him at all. Hydro says, you seem to always have so much going on for yourself. Model, skater, and now YouTuber. Do your friends get jealous? That is a conversation to be had. I certainly have I yes, actually. I mean, there's no beating around the bush. I have had my friends actually talk to me about this, that they have been. And I actually had one of my friends in high school told me he couldn't be my friend anymore because he was jealous because the girl, I mean, it was high school pettiness because he was saying that the girls that he was into were into me, and it hurt him so much that I, even though I never did anything with those girls, I was clueless. I was playing Magic the Gathering. I was a dork in high school. I was actually clueless of this whole thing, but he stopped being my friend because of it. And I was like, I don't even know them. Like, it was kind of silly.
I have two things to say on that. One, we need to look at some of your old high school pictures on one of our shows at some point, because I think that would amazing. And two,
I have my yearbook here.
Somewhere. Oh, I think we should. But two, like, you know what they say about jealousy? Jealousy only happens when you don't believe that you are worthy of what someone else has. So if you have that self-confidence, if you take care of yourself, if you develop that internal security, you're not going to be jealous of anyone because you know that you can get what they have, or you can get it for yourself in a different way if you want to.
Well, you said it earlier. It's not a competition.
No.
We are, no one is competing. I mean, but at the same time, you know, you got to think about, we are animals. Sorry, no denying that. We're mammals, and ingrained in us is the survival of the fittest, be the best. Like, look at literally any other animal on this planet. The dominant male gets the female. That's how it works in the animal world. You know, so there is always a competition amongst animals on this planet. So, you know, but we claim to be so civilized. So who knows, right? Well, let's see. Augustine says, if anyone wants big change, it always has to start from the smallest level. Just like if you want to create something large, it must start from the smallest level first, or it does not enter existence. Absolutely, Augustine. You're absolutely right. Yep. Hydro says, when it comes down to it, pick a man that's down to fight. I mean, you know, we live in a world where we don't have to fight anymore. And that's really the issue. You know, we are spoiled in our society. We have electricity. We have refrigerators. We have a system in place that we don't have to worry about growing food because we just work, get money, and go buy food at a store. Where back in the day, literally everyone had to make food and grow food, and that's how it worked. And if you weren't growing food, you were starving, and then you died. And that's how it was. We don't have to do that anymore. So we live in a different world, you know, but that doesn't mean, you know, there's a reason we have advanced this far also, you know, and it's, you know, this is the balance that we're trying to figure out, right? So Vasht. Vasts 1985 says, "All hot, she's voting." I don't know what that means, but
okay.
Were we talking about voting? My brother Scout says, "InfoWars rocks, and don't forget to buy the supplements." Maybe he sent some supplements too. I don't know. I'll go check it out. Ribs Exposed says, "Be wary of those with utopian visions and are willing to cross moral lines in order to achieve them." I agree with that 100%. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Never don't cross those moral barriers, man. Seems like that's what they're doing. You know, they believe that they're morally justified in doing it because the world needs it. It's like, that's some dangerous talk right there. Zach Redpiller says, millions of years of trial and error have determined that traditional gender roles are optimum for producing the best children. Feminism is a lie. Female instinct shrieks in terror at your new reality. I mean, this is, again, that balance that we're trying to find because society, you know, I know you said it's like millions of years, trial and error, but we are an artificial society now. We aren't it's not natural. We are creating our own society. We don't live out in nature anymore. We have created a human nature. You know, human nature is the society that we live in. So it's a different world. So finding that balance is key, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a whole conversation there. Hydro says the human race is fixed not to prevent the strong from winning, but to prevent the weak from losing. Also a good point. You know, we are keeping everyone alive. If, you know, back in the day, not everyone survived because if you were weak, you died because you couldn't handle it. Now the weak are being able to survive because we have medicines that keep everyone alive. So the weak are able to live on and have kids. And not that that's a bad thing, but
no.
If you look at what will happen because of that, more weak people will now. The
more
term
undesirable traits are going to be passed on.
Okay, that's a more brutal, blunt way of putting it, you know, but it's the truth of the matter, you know. Let's see. Super Dank says, Adam, you have to stop judging people on opinions. No matter what people say, they have a right to say it. That's why Tim has such a following. He may not agree with what you say, but you have a right to. Well, and I have a right to give my opinion on those said right. opinions, don't I?
No,
it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, no one's saying that they don't have a right to say what they want to say, but you always have a right to judge someone. I mean, that's part of what we do as human beings. We make judgments. We make like 40 different judgments before we even have breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
We judge things all the time.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. Yeah, like I'm judging Carlin right now.
Probably harshly.
and that's like, that's another thing.
Stupid hair.
The term judging someone, it has a derogatory term. When there could be judgment in a favorable manner, mm-hmm. you know, but the fact remains, your statement is saying people have the right to say what they want to say is literally proving how and why I should be able to judge their opinions because I have the right to do that. You know, Tim has a following because he's been doing this for 10 years and he's good at what he does. When I'm at 10 years down the road, if I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, I'm going to have a strong following too, because I'm going to be good at what I do. Because if I do anything, I do it 100%. Mm-hmm. That's how you get good at something, is just doing it over and over and over again. So judging people's opinions, it's like it's part of everyday life for literally everyone.
And it's not like you're saying they're a bad person necessarily because you disagree with something that they did.
Sometimes.
I mean, it's like, well, sometimes you might judge them as a bad person, but like you're allowed to have. Well, I mean, actually, you and Tim are a great example of this because obviously there was a difference of opinion at some point and you two are still friends and he still bought you a really expensive bottle of whiskey. So cheers to that, man. Like you can judge people without like, you know, disowning them.
Clearly just not Tim. Shanjak says, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Shanjak. Thank you. F-Stop Harlot says, this is for Bryson. I totally blast your music where I live in California. It's wonderful. You're great too, Adam. Thank you there, F-Stop. That's great. Appreciate it. I don't know if Bryson's still hanging out with us, but that's cool. Yeah, Bryson's great. Uncle Sam says, Adam, thank you for your work. In my opinion, you have surpassed Tim in observation and logic. You have broke from the mold and follow Spitfire on Twitter. Thank you for that. Those are very high regards to hear that. That's incredible. Thank you very much for that. Mr. Paul R. says, the struggles are the Lion Party is struggling in its birth phase. Also, Ian is Tim's... Okay, I'm not... Oh, a court jester. I can say that. Maybe. I don't know. You know what? I want to say something. Look. Ian is not me, and I am not Ian, okay? Ian is his own character on, you know, Tim's show now. I don't like that we're compared, okay? We are not the same. Basically, the only similarities is we're white and we have long hair. It ends pretty much right there.
That's enough.
Okay? I'm serious. We are not the same, and I have nothing against Ian, you know? It's kind of sad to see the... That people are upset at Ian. I mean, he was my co-host, and suddenly he wasn't my co-host anymore. And now he's on the Timcast IRL show. So, you know, but this is something that I practice and I try to, or I preach and I try to practice as much as I can. I don't dwell on things. I try to move forward. I work with what I have and I move forward. That's what we need to do. We need to stop complaining and focusing on things that have already happened and focus on the future and focus on moving forward. You know, I'm actually reading. I just got Matthew McConaughey's new book, Green Light. And I just finished the first act. And this is amazing. I'm finding out that him and I have a lot in common. And he talks about, it's called Green Lights. And it's about understanding how to create green lights in your life. And when you do things like wallowing in the past and holding on to anger instead of trying to figure out a way forward, you are basically preventing yourself from creating a green light. You know, looking forward and moving to a new future that you want is creating that green light in your life to go. I don't know. Shout out to Matthew because his book has been great so far. Let's see here. Das Wolfen, thank you for your show, Adam. Also, all the love to Dr. Carlin.
Oh, thank you.
She is awesome, and I love her show too.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
James, I've never seen Tim Pool standing. What a rare treat. I know.
Yo, if he had been in a shirt that wasn't black, my mind would have like exploded. Like,
yeah, right. Well, he was wearing that blue shirt for a while.
Yeah, that blue shirt was awful. He should. Like,
I've actually seen him in. He's got a brown outfit that he skateboards in.
Oh,
It's his skateboarding outfit. I just saw someone in chat said I just bought 3 bags of coffee. Bleakson, I see you over there. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Let's see. Jason says, watched the movie Songbird 2020, a familiar theme. No one in that movie owned a gun. Wouldn't happen in Texas. Yeah. I mean, there's, I think, what is it? 15 million ARs, like AR, not AR-15, but AR rifles in Americans' hands now.
Wow. Like
15 million total. That's crazy. That's a lot. And that's just the AR rifle. I want one. Batgoat says, chat lost its collective mind. It was very cool to see Tim. Oh, yeah, that's probably because they saw Tim and they freaked out. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Let's see. Leonardo, cheers to 2020 dying. It is almost done. There's only just under 4 hours left to the end.
Listen, no one can jinx anything in the next 3 hours and 45 minutes. I've got my eye on all of you. We only have a couple hours left of this. Everyone needs to play it cool and stay at home and not curse anything or invite aliens or whatever the hell. We are all together, okay?
Don't you do it.
Don't do it.
Jason Dixon says, I have to say, I appreciate you. I am grateful to find you in the middle of this BS year. Can't wait till next year. Can't wait to see you next year. Tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. I will be tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow. And you know that means it's Friday, jam night. Yep. Charles Bankister, thank you for that super chat. Says, love y'all. You give off such much positive energy. Happy New Year. Thank you very much, Charles, for that hefty super chat and those kind words. Thank you. Versified. Happy New Year to you too. Spin the UFO one last time for 2020. Well, no promises that no one else is going to say spin the UFO, but I got to get it back on the track because I knocked it off when I was jamming. Come on. Oh, give me a second. Come on. Come on. Gosh, you know who's really good at this? Tim. Yo, I'm not joking. He's like really good at lofting this thing up because it is kind of a pain in the butt sometimes. Oh, no. Come on.
It's 2020.
I know, right?
It's the very definition of 2020 right here. You can do it, Adam. I believe in you. I have faith.
Focus.
Do it. Do it. No pressure.
Do it. I just see the emperor.
Yay!
Okay. All right, hold on. I gotta take the camera so everyone can see it. Okay. There we go. No promises. I don't know if someone has told me to spin the UFO, but after this moment. But there is the spinning of the UFO. There we go. I'll bring Carlin back. All right. So let's see here. Spin that UFO. And P.S. Carlin has the same name as my friend, but it starts with a C, and it's Carlene. Close.
Close. Similar. Almost.
Red Mage 13. Hey, what's good, bud? Adam and Carlin, happy new year. Thanks for being the voice of many to us, the everyday American who values what makes our country great. Yep. Thank you, Red Mage. I appreciate that. Yeah, I really have become a patriot, I guess, is the best way to put it. I really do love my country. Yep.
And it feels good.
It does. It does. I agree. Minmax says, tell Tim to get that gumbo off his shirt. Okay, I'll let him know. Scott Becker says, Stephen Hawking was just a guy in a wheelchair. Yeah, right? Exactly. Imagine if he was just being reduced to that.
Exactly.
Jason Dixon, I will save all of my super chats for you. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Joshua Rhodes, back again. Just a friendly reminder, Trump will win. Have a good New Year's. I'm drinking Jim Beam tonight. Now everyone slap the like button like a boss.
Mount it.
Slap the bass.
Mount it.
I don't know if anybody watches him, but he's great. Grady Jocelyn says, Happy New Year, Adam. And Carlin, speaking of UFOs, have you guys looked into Nikola Tesla's research of zero-point energy? Both seem to relate. Interesting. I know a tiny little bit about it, but I definitely want to dig more into it. Johnny Gonzalez says, late to the party, but much love and thanks to y'all being you, Adam, Nisha, and Dr. Carlin. Happy New Year's Eve. Thank you so much, Johnny. Appreciate that. Zalcor, I've been protesting against the lockdowns in my country for the last few days. I guess there's some American spirit inside me after all. Happy New Year, bro. Thank you very much. Ryan says, get Tim to do Will of the People with you, please, sir. Well, he is no longer in the studio, but maybe I can, maybe I'll go live later on as we get closer to midnight. Let's see. Jonathan Rodriguez says, hey, Adam, can you look into the shipping of my order? I need an email address to contact you. I ordered on the 15th and hasn't shipped yet. Thank you so much. Jonathan Rodriguez, I just want to make sure that I take care of you. Thank you so much for trying to order. I will, all right, I got you noted down. I'll check it out. Thank you, Jonathan. I'll look into it. Montana Horseman says, thanks for sharing your adventure through this year. It's been a good ride to take with you. Happy New Year to you and Dr. Carlin and everyone in chat. Thank you, Montana. Montana Horseman has been steady supporter of the show all the way back to the beginning of TimCast IRL. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Acoustic Theory says, people are going to stop standing for the lockdown. They will start doing what it takes to survive and daring the police to stop them. I feel like it's already kind of happening, isn't it? Jason Dixon says, I love to help pay to get that song created into a video like Tim's song. Very, very serious talk. Thank you, Jason. It might happen. It might happen soon, yeah. Second Fleet Actual says, Adam, you need to try Lead Slinger's Bourbon by the Black Rifle Coffee Guys. Stuff is amazing. Right on. I do. I have a weak spot for scotch, though. I'm very much a single malt guy. I like the peaty, smoky whiskeys. That's definitely my jam. But cool. Yeah, maybe if I find it, you know. Young Pei says, I've still got work tonight and tomorrow, too, but I'll raise a glass of bourbon, which I just got into in August when I get home tonight. Thanks again for voting. Have a great start to the new year, Mr. Krigler and Mrs. B. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. RTK says, can we have a regular interview or casual conversation between you and Tim? No politics, current events, or debate, just two friends talking. We have some things that are happening next year. That's all I'll say.
Mm.
Yes. We can have that. Yeah. Brian Johnson says, Adam, please get Tim to play Will of the People for the new year. It is the will of the people. Well, you're not the first person to ask, so I will try to press him into playing a song later. Nobody's Angel says, if there's one good thing 2020 gave us, it was getting to know about you and Dr. Carlin. 2020 should be fired for everything else, though. I think we both agree here on that one. Thank you. Thank you, Angel. Luis says, starting the new year without my little brother, he passed away in November from a flesh-eating bacteria at age 30. I miss him. Is there a song you could play for him? If not right now, thanks. Well, first and foremost, I'm very sorry to hear about your brother, Luis. That's I'll definitely play a little tune for you. I don't know of a song that would be appropriate. That is a shame, you know. So I'm gonna play my this is like my feel good song that I play whenever I pick up a guitar and it makes me feel good and hopefully, you know, it'll, you know, put a little ease on your heart.
Thank you.
All right, that was for your little brother. I'm sorry to hear that sad news. It's always tragic losing someone you love, especially someone so young. Uncle Sam says, make Darwinism relevant again. Yeah, right? I mean, who knows where we're headed with this society, right? Aaron Stewart says, both you guys are great. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too, Aaron. Appreciate that. Kyle Rooney says, what are you talking about, Dr. K? 2020 was the tutorial level for 2021. Also, more spin to the UFO. All right, well, I'll do it. I guess
don't
it wasn't
put that evil on us. Like, what are you talking about?
Well, it's funny. Someone pointed out today on Twitter, I saw this, it said, did anyone notice that when you say 2021, it's basically saying 2020
won.
Like they won. Like it won. You know, it's like, oh, don't. That's scary.
Dude.
Justin Beam says, I just watched The Lawnmower Man. Worst movie ever.
Oh, God. That movie did not age well.
Everyone should bask in its supreme glory. It's so bad. It's amazing. I've never seen it.
Oh, I actually watched it not too long ago. It's amazing. Really? You have to watch it, but you have to put it in perspective. If you want. It did not age well.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll check it out if I can find it. Kasperia says, watch out. We might get hit with a time dilation ray or EMP that makes 2020 last for 100 years. Oh, my goodness. Of all the things that could happen. I mean, we still have 3 hours left. She just warned everyone to stop jinxing the rest of this year.
Stop saying Kasperia, this stuff out loud.
Oh, man.
When you speak something, it becomes real. Stop saying it out loud.
Minmax says, do you remember that ongoing Tim Gumbo shirt meme? Of course I do. I sat next to him for months and months. All I heard was, get the gumbo off his shirt. And it was hilarious. I love that. Aladdin's Sane says, thank you for not being far right people of reason. So refreshing to have real diversity of voices with whom I sometimes agree and not. Thank you, Aladdin. You know, I tend to feel like I'm in the middle because I am, you know, I am. I do have some liberal views and some conservative views. I feel like everyone should have be allowed to have whatever feelings they want. I mean, certainly I disagree with a lot and some are terrible feelings, but you know, you can still feel however you want to feel, you know. Noof says, watching my first show of 2021 while it's your last of 2020. Happy New Year's from Australia. Oh, happy New Year's. It's 2021 out there, isn't it? Yep.
I hope that's it feels great. Different. I hope it feels better.
It's going to be the same. Rachel says, thank you for being you, Adam. You feel like a real friend to many of us, even though you don't even know us. Beautiful jam, by the way. Happy New Year. Thank you, Rachel. That means a lot to me. I hear that often, and it does mean a lot, you know, because I feel I love being on stage. I, you know, grew up in New York City, playing music on stage, playing music on the subways, busking in the streets. And I love being on stage and I love connecting with people. When I have someone that walks by and stops and listens to me, even if it's for a song, even if it's for 10 seconds, I capture them and I connect with them. And there's something that I love about that. And this show is an extension of that feeling. So, you know, all of you here watching me right now and, you know, following me as I continue my show, I get that feeling and I really do appreciate it. So thank you. Sasha, the book lover, says, last time I said next year has to be better. Within the first month, I found out I was pregnant, got dumped, got laid off, and my grandpa died. My goodness. All right. So don't say it. Just believe it.
Just believe it. Believe it and act better? Like it's true.
Right. But you started writing, you wrote your own book. So things are already turning up, right? Paper City Gamer Jeff says, Happy New Year's, Adam. Happy New Year, Jeff. Happy New Year. And Jeremy Posse says, and now the aliens invade 2020 at its best. Oh, my gosh. If they do, everyone keeps... All right, that's it. No more super chats before people start, you know, putting out some crazy things that could happen before 2020 actually ends. Although technically it's over on half of the planet right now. Probably more than half, right? I think it's more than half.
I don't know.
Yeah, because when we were going live, right before we went live, it hit in Europe, it was New Year's. Oh. So now it's just from like Atlantic Ocean to Alaska. I don't know where the line ends, because Japan's all the way in the front, right?
I think
Japan's
so.
All the way yeah. in the future.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing. Well, look, listen, everybody. I'm going to go find out what bottle that they've got over on the other side. Tim said that they've got another bottle of something good. So I'm going to go over there and see what's going on. And seriously, thank you all. You guys are the best. Thank you so much. I hope all of you have a wonderful night tonight. Spend it with some family. Spend it with friends. If you can't, call your friends, call your family, and just, you know, communicate. That's what we need to get back to, right? Getting back together and being being there for everyone. So thank you for being here for me through this 2020 year. And I'll see you next year, or maybe later tonight. Right? Who knows? We'll see what happens.
Who knows,
Carlin? It's always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Adam. Thank you for having me on your show. I was like, meeting you was one of the pleasures of my 2020. So I'm very, thank very you. Grateful.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's the show. We went a little long. It's a 2-hour show today. My goodness. Oh. That was fun. All right, everybody. Have a wonderful night. Happy New Year. And I will see you next time.
Please smash the like button for AdamCast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Fridays, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.